John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I welcome my colleague, Lorenzo Fiore, the executive director of the Ansaldo Foundation, based in Genoa. He also lives in Milan. He reports on Italy through this last year of pandemic. And this moment, there is positive news in America about the vaccine, positive news about Italy, especially because they've just gone through another shutdown that was driven by the concerns over Easter. Lorenzo, a very good evening. Good morning to you. And I see that Mr. Draghi, your prime minister, is getting very good attention for the way he's dealing with both your economy and the vaccine. Tell me about the reopening. What is happening in Italy now? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Yes, I would like to tell you and confirm that things are getting better here in Italy. And last Friday, Mr. Draghi took the decision. He didn't take by himself, but with all the government unanimously, to reopen gradually Italy. What does it mean that? As you know, we are still in a sort of lockdown. All the region can be in that yellow color, which is the lowest level of criticality. But starting from next 26th of April, things are going to reopen again. What does it mean that? It means that bar and restaurants are going to open for lunch and dinner, provided that food are served outdoor. From 15 of May, they can start serving the food also inside. And from the next 26th of April, also the museum, the cinema are going to reopen. Of course, there will be some procedure to guarantee social distance of all the visitors. Also, the stadium are going to reopen, initially only with a few thousand spectators, but starting from the 15th of May, even much larger. And from the next 1st of June, there will be the reopening of thermal springs, thermal baths, swimming pools, and gyms all. So I think that we are back to life, because the data are telling us that things are reverting to a more controlled situation. Also, the number of people that every day die is still pretty high, because we have 300 people that pass away every day, and the high-intensive therapy are still pretty much saturated, but the number of contagions are diminishing, and the index of contagions is also well below one.
Tell me about the vaccine. What is the progress of the vaccination, and does it remain controversial the way we read in the headlines in Germany and France, people hesitating about the vaccine?
Well, regarding the vaccination, in terms of number, we are not so much ahead as you are in the U.S., but things has also improved pretty much this week, because the number of people vaccinated per day have been raised up to 374,000 people per day, and the target is to achieve 500,000 per day starting from end of April. So we are on the right track, but unfortunately, the number of people that got a full vaccination, I mean the two doses, is only 8.6%. But we have delivered to people almost 88% of the vaccine that has been delivered to Italy. So I think that in terms of efficiency, the system is working well. It's controversial because we had some stop and go regarding the use of AstraZeneca, that today has name, simply because there were a few, very, very few cases particularly impacting ladies under the age of 50 with some problem regarding the coagulation of blood, and very few of them also died. And so this brought the European Pharmacy Agency to declare a stop. I know that some countries in Europe have decided to give up to AstraZeneca. In Italy, AstraZeneca is used, but only for people that are above 60 years old. For the other population, they are using the other vaccine. So this didn't help the situation. And the other critical point is that the delivery of the vaccine to Italy at the initial stage, I mean from January till March, were not as promised by the various pharma companies. So we had less vaccine dose available, and so everything was progressing slow. Another controversial aspect was a not harmonized approach to the people to be vaccinated first. You know that in Italy, vaccination is an execution, and so is under responsibilities of the various regions. And at the very beginning, there was no directive from the central government to give priority to the elder people, starting from the 80 years old and above, and then moving down. So they started to vaccinate also people that, frankly speaking, can wait the vaccine at a later stage. Now, also this matter has been harmonized across all the region, so all the region are giving priority to the people that are now above 70 years old. I am 62, and there is my expectation to book for my vaccine starting from the next 25th of April. For my age above 60, the reservation in Lombardia region, the area of Milan, will be opened from that day.
There is also news about another matter entirely, the refugees coming from North Africa. One way to interpret this is that Italy is feeling stronger about itself, so it's willing to go to other controversies besides the vaccine and the virus. This in particular involves a former member of government, Matteo Salvini, who is going to face trial, according to a judge in Palermo. Prosecutors charge Salvini, leader of the Anti-Migrant League Party, with kidnapping for temporarily barring the ship Open Arms from docking. It was coming from North Africa, it believed. Am I going to trial for this, said Matteo Salvini, for defending my country? I go there with my head held high. Italy first, always. Is Mr. Salvini a figure of scorn or celebration? How is he regarded in the media in Italy right now, Lorenzo?
Well, Salvini is a politician that have a lot of controversial aspect to a certain extent, and clearly the liberals and the left side parties are always fighting against him. When he was at the government with the Five Star Movement, he was Minister of Interior, and of course he did a lot of, let's say, stop to the immigration, particularly stopping the immigrants to be disembarked from the various, non-profit organization that were rescuing refugees in the Mediterranean Sea, in order to raise the issue of immigrants and the redistribution of immigrants coming only to Italy to all the European Union countries that were absolutely against having immigrants entering their territory. And I think he took the decision also with the, approval of the other member of the government and the prime minister at that time. This, by the way, caused, an initiative by the magistrates regarding kidnapping. And there is, even in this case, a controversial aspect because there are several cases of kidnapping for which Mr. Salvini has been accused by the magistrates. In one in Catania, another town of Sicily. He was evaluated not guilty, and so there was no trial. He was, let's say, the accusation was removed. For this case, which is similar to the other one, the court of Palermo decided to go on with the trial. In my opinion, it's not only Salvini that should go under trial, but also other members of the parliament, including the prime minister at that time.
The good news about Italy eclipses everything else. And you've made Sardinia a particular concern of mine, because at one point prior to the Easter shutdown, it was the only section of all of Italy that was, I believe, white, in other words, virus-free. Does it remain under watch, Sardinia, where you and I someday will meet?
Well, Sardinia is a beautiful island. I do suggest also to other American citizens to visit Sardinia. What I can say that Sardinia is unfortunately red. They were white 1 month ago, so everything was open. And this is a clear demonstration that with having a proper behavior and maintaining whatever are the preventative measures to avoid the virus spreading across all the people, they became in 2 weeks red. So we need to maintain a lot of attention, because we are not yet totally safe. The vaccine is important, but the behavior are very important as well.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation. I'm John Batchelor.